As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Bob and I discussing the Aaron Rodgers fiasco. Is that a good word for it here? I mean, if he was still really good, then, you know, I'm willing to move mountains. I'll wait till the season opener practically to get him here. He's not really good anymore.
Well, he can be efficient if you give him time. But, you know, the other thing, did he at all in that interview, Austin, mention his salary or what?
Yes, he said he'd play for $10 million.
So I would hold him to his word there. I don't know what the offer they made because there's an offer on the table, but if it's...
That makes me wonder if he's even serious about this. Doesn't it kind of?
Yeah, I didn't expect to hear that.
$10 million.
And since he said it, then I would expect him to be true to it.
Sure. If he's offering, I'll take it. Let's hear a couple of those clips. We'll riff on those for a moment. Kyle Dubas has spoken at his season-ending wrap-up, had a very, very pointed comment, pointed right at Erik Karlsson.
Also something about Tristan Jarry, which interesting.
We'll do that top of the hour. What do we have, O Limitless Wonder?
Aaron Rodgers started off by saying that a lot is going on in his life right now.
I said it all straight. I have no problem. From the jump, it's, you know, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off-the-field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year that are important to me. And I have, you know, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have, beginning in really January, away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on. You know, to make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet.
Okay, I get it, and I hope everything is okay with whoever is struggling. But if there's so many things taking your attention away from football and you're 41, you have all these interests and all this other stuff, then why, if I'm the Steel, when does that switch? Like, is that going to switch? Are you in a place in your life where you can put a lot of that aside and focus almost exclusively on football, which is kind of the demand here? Or not. It doesn't sound like it, Bob.
He's still having a tug of war in his own mind about what, you know, how he feels about this.
Yes.
So again, that's not the mindset you want coming into this thing. That's for sure. So I don't know. I wonder how that will affect the Steelers. If they don't have an agreement, they just put the offer on the table and they said they're willing to wait. You can only wait so long. Your planning for your roster has already been going on and it has to continue to go on.
When do the off-season workouts begin? Today? Well, isn't it today?
It depends on the team. There are different start times for that kind of stuff.
The thing I have is Steelers will kick off their off-season workouts on April 21st.
All right.
Focus on strength, conditioning, physical rehab, and meetings.
Well, he's not going to be part of any of that for sure. And again, as he said it,
OTAs on May 20th.
His own words. He said, anytime you're with a new team, you have to be, you know, he said that. So mean it if you say it.
So OTAs then would be May 27th to the 29th. That does not sound like a guy whose mind and schedule are going to be completely freed by then. He's a guy who has a lot of interests, and it sounds like a lot of important issues to deal with in his life. It there's nothing there getting again back to Cam Hayward saying, do you want to be a Steeler or not? Yes or no? Aaron Rodgers has a hard time with yes or no.
No, I know. He doesn't want to give you an answer one way or the other. And that's not a good look at this point, especially when you're 41 and you're clinging on for one more year. If this is going to be the year, you would want to make it, you know, as productive as you can from every aspect.
You'd
getting
want
to know your players.
Yes.
Working with those players. You
yes.
don't know who they are. They don't know you. You don't know your OC. You got to get used to it all. It takes time.
You'd want every minute with a brand new team, brand new terminology, brand new system. You don't get to run it here. With the Jets, they let him bring in Nathaniel Hackett as his offensive coordinator. They let him bring in multiple players. They let him run his own offense. That's not going to happen here. You're going to have to get used to everything new. Bob, I don't think he's up for that. I guess that's what I took from all of this, is I don't think this is going to happen. Now, am I convinced of that? Not necessarily. I think it's 55% to 45%, it doesn't happen. That does not sound like a guy who's gung-ho about coming here and playing his age 42 season.
So what would you say the people have to say about this? If you had to put a poll out and ask people of Pittsburgh, do you want Aaron Rodgers after all of this or not?
I mean, I put out a poll. Florio just talked about his, where a couple weeks ago it was 50-50. Now it's 70 against the idea. And he's got, you know, I think 11, 12, 13,000 people weighing in on his stuff. I put out one April 5th, a week ago. If these were the four choices, and I did this, and this was like a 30-minute poll. If these were the four choices, you'd like the next Steelers quarterback to be Mason Rudolph, Aaron Rodgers, Jackson Dart, or Shador Sanders. And Mason Rudolph won the poll by 11 points at 37%. Aaron Rodgers got 26%. Scientific, no, but telling. It's no different than these political polls. No. They go out and they call 100 people.
So what happens if ultimately he says no? Ultimately he chooses to retire or at least wait for another offer.
You go with Mason.
But what else do they put in their quarterback room? Who else?
I mean, if you want somebody young, if they love one of these guys, that's a different
Let's
story.
Let's say that comes and goes.
Or you draft one who's a project. I wouldn't do that. Or you just go with Skylar Thompson. You don't have to say it to the world, but then you would, by definition, be taking a step back this season, which at this point I think is the best thing.
It might help them next year if they're going to be in a better position to take somebody and have a choice over, you know, quarterbacks they have rated as first-round guys.
And I'd save the $100 million on T.J. Watt, incidentally. And
but that's a corresponding thing
draft
here.
Picks.
Because if you don't get a quarterback like Rodgers, you know, realistically, what are your chances of getting an offense that can be better than what you saw last year? And therefore, your defense, you're putting more money into your defense, which won't necessarily help you this year. So that's one more year of TJ Watt.
I'm selling off assets. It hasn't worked with this defense, and they're getting old. Minka looks older than he is. TJ's body has been through hell. I don't know how much longer Cam can continue to be as amazing as he was last season. It didn't work, okay? It didn't work. They tried. They put mega resources into that defense. Mike Tomlin bragged about that defense, said he expected them to be elite. This was 2 years ago. It's been that way for 3, 4, 5 years. And instead, they set a record for most consecutive playoff games, giving up 40 points. They gave up 300 rushing yards to the Ravens. You gave it a shot. It didn't work. Really, you owe it to yourselves and to your fan base, actually, to take a step back. I would trade Watt, Minka, Pickens. I would accumulate cap space and draft picks. I would want to be flush with money and with draft picks next year at this time. Draft coming to Pittsburgh, perfect time for a restart. What's the difference? You're not a Super Bowl threat, and you haven't come close to winning a playoff game for a decade anyway. So you go 7-10 or 9-8? What's the difference? That's what I would do. So I actually think this could be best for them in the end, Bob.
It may be, but I would like to find some sort of conclusion to this soon, though, because if this lingers on beyond the draft, and let's say they don't do anything in the quarterback department, and he knows it, maybe that's what he's waiting for too, you know. I mean, he's that kind of player.
To see
what they do in the first, like if they take a Shedeur Sanders, if by some reason he's available, or Jackson Dart, he may say, I'm not, you know.
That's what Limits and I told you last week, and you chopped our heads off, Bob. Do you remember that, Limits?
I thought we would have a decision by now.
Well, I suggested that maybe this guy doesn't want to feel threatened the whole year.
Well, if he's that way, then I don't think he'll. He should just retire. That's what it sounds to me like. He's giving you every indication that he doesn't want to do this, but somehow is being dragged.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you both this question. Upon hearing this the other day, why haven't the Steelers stepped up and said, at least to him, and then let it be known, we have halted our pursuit of Aaron Rodgers? We're looking at the draft. We're looking at other options. Yet they're still waiting here, desperately hoping that the person you asked to the prom will say yes at the last minute if they can't find any better options. What are they doing?
They must think that Aaron Rodgers can actually put them over the top. And I don't know if they're that gullible to believe it, or if they're brainwashed thinking that Aaron Rodgers can actually win them a Super Bowl or can win them the division and win an actual playoff game and end this stigma around the team right now.
Bob, if I'm Art Rooney, I watched that the other day and listened to it and was on the phone with Mike Tomlin in 5 seconds saying, we're done with this. Okay? We're done. Look elsewhere. That's what we're going to do. You?
Well, again, I don't know what it means, that forever comment. I don't know how long they want to wait on that. But I do think, though, that if he comes here and they do give him opportunities with pass protection, that he can still be a good quarterback. I saw enough of it last year, not in the game in Pittsburgh. That would be the one game that if I were the Steelers, I'd look at and say, you came to Pittsburgh, we intercepted you a couple of times, we made you look bad.
But you just said he should retire.
No, I said he's probably thinking that based on these comments.
That's what he should do. And the Steelers.
Don't you get that feeling that he's kind of just being...
That's why if I was Art, I would have heard that and said, we're done. We're done. This guy has a million interests. He's going to be 42. He just told the world, hey, anybody who's interested in me, go ahead, move on if you want. I don't care. That's essential. Do we have that quote, Limits?
Yeah, this was what Roger said about being up front with the Steelers.
Listen, this entire time, I haven't felt like I owed anybody some sort of decision at any point. This is my life. Like I said, things are different now. My life is different. My personal life is different. I have stuff in the inner circle that I'm intimately close to. That it's really important to me. And I've been upfront with him about that and said, "Listen, if you need to move on, if you need to do something, by all means, like nothing but love and respect. If that's a decision that needs to be made, but." There's been no deadline, and I've talked to Mike T many times.
Bob, I don't know about you, but I've been on a number of job interviews in my life, and the one line I didn't use was, listen, if you need to move on, by all means.
That's the last thing you want to tell a prospective employer. Yeah, you know what?
Limits, what is happening here?
You know,
interviewed with The Fan with Craig, and he said, well, I'm sure you want to get on the air someday. We can start our producing shows, was your response, and I realize that Aaron Rodgers has accomplished a lot. I get it. But was your response, listen, yeah, I'm interested, but if you need to move on and find somebody else, by all means, please go be my guest.
Yes, and I'll be on tonight, 6 to 10:35, leading into the nightly sports call with Bob Pompeiani hosting that you can hear right
baby.
Here on The Fan.
Here we go, Bob.
You don't just go. You know, like, I want to be here. I think it would be great to be here, but if you decide that I'm you just got to move into a different direction. I get it. That's okay. I'm not going
to
care about my own ambition.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be me. Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Irritating. Irritating.
I mean, even what he revealed about what he said to Aaron Glenn, allegedly, at least according to Rogers, was Glenn saying, "Do you want to play football?" And him saying, "Yeah, I'm interested." What? That was the definition of a yes or no question. And he doesn't seem to know. That's the thing.
It's literally like the maybe, and you're talking to somebody, and they're like, "Well, are you interested in dating me?" I'm interested, kind of, maybe.
That's a great example,
yes.
Bob.
Just say yes.
We'll
or
go
no.
back to the prom thing. Okay, Amy Alfano, who I thought, in my humble opinion, was the prettiest girl in our school, and I was afraid of her. If I asked her, or if she asked me, no. If I asked her to go to the prom, would you, Amy, go to the prom with me in May? And she said, "Yeah, I'm interested." Would I go home feeling good about that? She couldn't give me a definitive answer. All she said was, "Yeah, I'm interested." I don't know how good I would feel about that. I would feel like maybe I was being strung along, and especially maybe that she would wait for something better to come along and then maybe say yes at the end.
Right.
Would I be crazy for thinking that?
No, and that may be what he's doing. I think he wanted Minnesota all along. He was waiting for them
and
to come back.
And maybe still does.
Maybe still does, and maybe we'll go through some of the OTAs and the mini camps in Minnesota, and they maybe are not convinced that J.J. McCarthy is going to be this year what they need. Who knows what he's thinking? But, yeah, if you had someone tell you that and say, "Hey, by the way, if you want to get somebody else, go ahead, Joe. Ask somebody else. That's fine.
Right.
I'll be okay." You wouldn't want to hear that. That would be terrible for your prom date, I mean.
Yeah. You wouldn't know, because it would be even worse than if she had said no, Amy Alfano, to
right.
me. At least I would have a definitive
honest,
answer
Joe,
and could
no.
move on.
It leads yeah. you on. Like, it still leads you right. wanting more.
But it makes it worse on that person, too. Because
exactly.
Amy Alfano should have just said, "Joe, you're not in my league, pal. Let's go.
Right.
Go someplace else. Go
exactly.
down to the G League or whatever league you want to go to. But
exactly.
you're not in my league.
Triple A, Joe.
Just tell me no, because now I have my hopes up. And what's more, now I look horrible in front of my friends and family, just like the Steelers do. The Steelers look horrible with how they've managed quarterbacks.
They look awful.
They went out and got Mitch Trubisky, and yes, I was first in line. I know limits, and I know you're about to play the Trubisky train. I know you are. It's the Trubisky train!
There was no doubt about it.
Yes, that. He was dead wrong on that. And they couldn't rehab Mitch Trubisky. Then they made a horrific reach in the first round on Kenny Pickett. Then by default went to Mason Rudolph, who actually saved Tomlin's behind in that season. Yes. And then they don't make Rudolph an offer he can't refuse to come back. They bring him back a year later. And in the meantime, they brought in Russell Wilson, strikeout. They brought in Justin Fields, sort of a strikeout. Except they said they wanted one of those two guys back. They didn't make Fields an offer that beat even a moderate offer from the Jets, so they lose him. They tell the world that they'd be very interested in Russell Wilson. In fact, he'd be prioritized along with Fields, one or the other.
Country. Let's ride.
And they never made an effort to bring him in, even though he would have crawled here to come back here. Then we don't know what the other machinations were. And now they're sitting here pretty much to bring the story
again.
Good timing, Bob.
Same things.
To bring the whole story full circle, the Steelers have become Aaron Rodgers sitting in the green room on draft day all those years ago.
That's a great comp.
And the whole football world, like they did with Rodgers, is saying things like, "Man, I feel bad for those guys. They used to have Ben." Or worse than that, they're saying, "God, that's pathetic. Look at this. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants him."
Yeah, I mean, it's both look bad at this point, you know, and that's the problem when you go this far down into the offseason and you haven't solidified your plans at the most important position. So they have a lot that they can change here in the next week. It starts Thursday. I'd like to see what happens with Rodgers if they do take a quarterback in the first round. I don't want to see that just because I think they have other things they should do first, in my opinion. But I want to see what Rodgers' reaction would be.
This is horrifying, Bob. The Pirates are more horrifying. And now for the bad news, let's get to the Penguins next. Where are we as a sports town? I've never seen it this like
this. This is a drought, a big drought. It goes back, when was the last significant playoff series, actually? If you look at series wins, you know, the Pirates stuck. They haven't done one since 1979. The World Series was the last actual series win.
Even a game, like,
well, you could win
the Penguins
games.
Won the Cup in 17 since then.
They've won one series. That's all. I mean, it's, you know, series.
The Pirates have won nothing, and the Steelers haven't even been competitive in a playoff game in nearly a decade.
Yeah, so it's not a good time. And then you factor in Pitt on that, too, and some of the other stuff. It's not been good.
This is a disaster, Bob. So let's get to the Penguins.
Issues. There are always issues, and the Penguins have plenty of them coming off of this season now.
Oh. Let's get to the Penguins. A pointed remark.
By the way,
Kyle.
Sidney Crosby was out on the ice today working with Ryan Shea and others. I thought Dave Molinari put out a tweet.
I mean, that's the bright
point.
That
goes to show you about Sidney Crosby.
Yes.
And just, he is as committed as anyone.
And it shows. You know, we talk about the Pirates' failure to build around Paul Skeens. What has Kyle Dubas done around Sidney Crosby but waste two prime years of Crosby's late career where he's still being voted as the most complete player in all of hockey? And Kyle Dubas came in here last season and was convinced that he was going to shock the world. He threw money around like the Los Angeles Dodgers. He brought in Erik Karlsson at $10 million a year in a trade, but still was committed to big money. He spent $54 million on Ryan Graves and Tristan Jarry. He spent money on Riley Smith in that trade. He brought in Lars Eller, spent money in that trade. And that team was built to win and fell flat on its face. And then they traded Jake Gensel, and I still don't know why, if the idea is to contend around Sid. I don't know what the idea is. And then this year, the Dubas backers want to cloak it as rebuild year. Okay, look like a roster rife with veterans and high-paid guys of pedigree that was built to win again. But okay, if you want to call it a rebuild, I guess the rebuild's over, unless it's not. They're using words like patience and urgency in the same sentence. I don't know what to believe. I know the Penguins stink, and I know Kyle Dubas is 0-7 as a general manager. His mandate in Toronto was to take a 105-point team and get it to something like a final, I guess, a Stanley Cup final. He never got close. He was 0-5, and now he's 0-2 as Penguins general manager. So why should anyone believe that franchise is in the right hands? We're going to talk about the season, Bob. We're going to talk about Fenway Sports Group, Kyle Dubas, Mike Sullivan, people with the Rangers lobbying.
How about that?
For
they
Mike
fired
Sullivan.
LaViolette, and now they may be interested in Mike Sullivan if he's available.